We pray, Lord, help us not only to be holy, but also to be holy. Amen. Leviticus 19, verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the children of Israel, and say to them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. What does it mean to be holy? Is it a good thing, or is it a bad thing? When I was a pastor, one of the girls in the congregation came home from ILC and told me that other girls at school made fun of her, calling her a holy, holy. This was meant as a derogatory remark. She'd been trying to do what was good and right, even to the point of telling others that they were doing something wrong. For this, her fellow students mocked her. They mocked her using a word which is found in our text. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. In describing what it means to be holy, one of the things that God says in the words following our text is this: Rebuke your neighbor frankly, so you will not share in his guilt. Isn't that what the girl was doing? And yet she was mocked. Actually, the word that they were using was a correct characterization of what she was doing. She was being holy. She was doing the holy thing. But of course, that's not what they meant to imply. Should she have kept her mouth shut if she wanted to avoid persecution? She should have. What else should she have done then? Looking at the verses following our text, we would say that she should have robbed the poor. She should have lied and deceived. She should have profaned the name of God. She should have cursed the deaf and put obstacles in the path of the blind. She should have slandered her fellow students and sought vengeance against them. She should have dishonored her parents. She should have built an idol and worshipped it. In all of these ways, she would have avoided persecution. She would have been like all the heathen who were on the road to hell. Because she did not do these things, was she indeed holy? What is holiness? The freshman should know my definition for the word. Holiness is a state of being set apart, separated. And it depends on the context to determine from what one is separated and to what one is separated. If a book is called holy, it means it is set apart from all other books. And so we have the Holy Bible. The Holy Temple is a building set apart from all other buildings. You be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. The words found in this context make the point that holiness is separation from sin. For the context is filled with statements that begin with the words, do not. Do not do this. Do not do that. And then comes a list of sins that should be avoided by those who are trying to be holy. For human beings, holiness then is being set apart from sin, set apart from the sinful world. It is being set apart unto righteousness and into the family of God. So, are there any holy people in this room? Have you refrained from all the sins mentioned in Scripture? Have you never had a sinful thought, spoke a sinful word, or committed a sinful deed? If that's true of you, then you are holy. You and Jesus, the only two human beings ever live in this world in holiness. Well, there was Adam and Eve. They were holy until they fell into sin and dragged us all down with them. Of course, we realize that it isn't you and Jesus, it's just Jesus. Jesus is the only human being ever to achieve holiness by his own personal perfect keeping of God's law and thought, word, and deed. How then shall we be holy? Well, you know the answer. If holiness is separation from sin, then we are holy because Jesus separated us from our sin. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. He who was holy became unholy by taking our sins upon himself. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So without lifting a finger, without speaking a word, we have been made holy. That's the way God sees us. And he, after all, is the judge. So listen to what he says. He says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. How amazing that is. What love we see. Now then, be holy, because your God is holy. Now, I'm not saying that you should try to make yourself holy. That's already done. That's been accomplished by Christ. Rather, you should be what you are. Your life should reflect the fact that God has made you holy through Christ. Be holy. Keep yourself set apart from unholy thoughts, unholy words, unholy deeds. And if somebody ends up calling you a holy, holy because of this, count it as a sign that your life reflects the holiness of your Heavenly Father. And when you sin, may your repentance also show the holiness that is in you. For when you seek forgiveness, you are repeatedly getting shed of those sins. Christ is continually separating you from your unholy deeds. So be holy by doing what is holy. Be holy by repenting of what is unholy. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We pray. O Lord, how will it be known that your people have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, separate from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. Amen. Hymn 655.